This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Cell Phone Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year.
You know, I have been looking over some of our old episodes of women around the world, activists around the world, fictional women around the world. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about how long it's been. And I did not realize, because time means nothing. Mm-hmm. But we started this in 2020. And I was mm-hmm. like, wow, I need to go back and look at all of our episodes because it's been a lot. And we've gone through a lot of people and a lot of conversations. And it's been exciting. We've even had a few interviews. And then there's been some women that we didn't even feature on the activists, but there were interviews as full mm-hmm. episodes because it was too good to be right. just like a 15-minute segment. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could probably split it up, but you know. And I'm like, you know what? We need to come back over it. I know last year we did a year-end review and we're going to kind of revisit some of those questions. But for this year's, I thought we would do a top three plus one exchange. I know you love the plus additionals.
I do you have love bonuses? The plus.
Do you have bonuses on this one?
No.
Annie?
No.
Annie?
I mean, I wrote them down, but I won't do them.
Annie. Okay. See, I knew she was. So what I thought would be fun is for you to tell me your top three from 2022 favorite fictional women around the mm-hmm. world. And I will tell you my top three activists around the world and then give you my one, I guess the one favorite, just to not to add more work. And also because we have so much content out there, my favorite one of the fictional women and your favorite one of the activists around the world. I wonder if we're going to overlap.
Yeah, I'm curious. I was thinking when I was scrolling through, I was like, I wonder which one Samantha will choose.
yeah, I know. Keep you on the edge of your seat. Mm-hmm. I will say this for you listeners. We would love to hear what your favorites were or mm-hmm. types of people that you think we should talk more about. If you have countries that we have not covered, because y'all, it's kind of difficult to try to to make this list with enough information and enough correct information, and as well as getting all of the information and all the different people's a part of the different crews, correct information. That's the other part to that, and all of that. So, if you have any suggestions, or we love the suggestions. A few of you have already sent in some. A few of you even wrote some of our episodes. Thank you for the Olympics. You know who I'm talking to, mm-hmm. And so that's amazing. So if you have any for this year, please send it to us. Typically, our biggest thing is that internationally or something that they've done that is intersectional. Mm-hmm. So if they're in the U.S., it's an intersectional person who does something significant. Mm-hmm. And that they are still currently alive, because we want to be able to give flowers to these people today. Right. So if you have suggestions, send it our way. Mm-hmm. And if you want to send your top three, send it our way, because we love that as well. So we're going to start off with you, Miss Amy Reese. What was your top three fictional women around the world?
Okay. It was hard. It was really difficult. But I tried to get a mix of of what I covered this year. And I tried to not just choose my favorite character. So keep that in mind. This is not necessarily my favorite characters I picked. Actually, most of them aren't. But one of them that is Tara Bradford. I covered her for my birthday. She is from Final Fantasy 3/6. One of the reasons I loved covering her was because she was one of the very first characters as a child who was a woman who was my favorite character, who was the main character who people loved. I loved her. And so it was just really fun to like go back and revisit that. I haven't played that game in forever. I think that that character still has a really big, like a legacy that was left behind. And it was just cool reading about it, because I love video games. I love the history of video games and how characters get made. And so it was just neat to dig deeper into this character that I've loved since I was like 5 years old. And in fact, my family is nerdy enough that at we were visiting over the holidays, we play video game music when we decorate the tree. And we were playing Tara's theme song, which is a beautiful song. And I was like, look, the whole family is enjoying a piece of this character. I love.
That's awesome. I like it.
Yes. Okay, so that's one. A second one is America Chavez. And the reason I love this one is because Joey came on to talk with us about why this character impacted them so much. And it was just really cool because I'd known about this character. We talked about Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. But it's pretty rare. I've been very selfish so far. It's pretty rare we cover a character that I don't know that well. It does happen, but it's pretty rare. And I knew the main storyline of this character, but it was just really cool to bring someone else on who had grown up with this character, who loved it, who had this knowledge of it, and to get to like nerd out over that. It was a very fun, rewarding experience. Because a lot of times I feel like, and I think this works, it's a fun dynamic, but I come on and I'm like, haven't you read comic 15 of the Marvel 2020 Star Wars run? And you're like, no.
I'm like, what does that mean?
So it was just kind of neat to see, to be on your side of it for once. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's great. I'm learning new things, and I didn't have to do a thing.
Yeah, and I just love hearing that passion people have about fictional characters. So that was really cool. My last one is probably surprised some people, but it's Satine Kreese. We covered her in the beginning of like my whole Star Wars run through in April, May, June, July, however many months. She's definitely not my favorite character, but I really like talking about her because I think like politically and philosophically, she's a fascinating character because she was kind of the pacifist ruler of the Mandalorians who got assassinated. And it's just a really, and Obi-Wan Kenobi and her were in love. And they're like the opposite of what happened with Anakin and Padme, wherein Satine died and Obi-Wan was able to not become Darth Vader. So it was just like one of those things where it was very fascinating in terms of the lore and the, because Star Wars does a lot with philosophy. So it was interesting in the politics of it. And then the fallout of that character and how divisive she is, because some people just hate her, some people love her, but it was fun to like try to explain Mandalorian culture in a very short episode. I enjoyed it.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You know what? We did overlap because I also said America Chavez as well, because I knew nothing of her character except for the movie and the one movie that I really didn't love, but this character was great. So, but I didn't have the in-depth information, and Joey coming on and doing that episode was phenomenal. I also love that Joey is so passionate that they immediately were like, let me do this episode. Is it okay if I do this? Let me just write it. And then they're like, even if you can do it. I just want you to do it. And we're like, no, Joey, come on. And they were so great. They did an amazing job. A wonderful way to have them being a part of an episode. So it was so phenomenal to see that. And then watching the two of you geek out about Marvel was another perspective of this that I haven't had. So it's really fun to watch the two of you going back and forth and talking about this fact and that fact. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but amazing. Great, y'all. Great. Just with all the questions that I had that the two of you together can tell me all about. And the fact that y'all love something that you grew up with, seeing it come to screen and talking about the realities of the disappointment as well as the excitement of it all. So it was really fun for that episode, having a third person coming in. And yeah, so that y'all can banter instead of me just going, okay. Ooh, what? But I will say, and I don't think these were all in 2022, but things that you love, watching you explain it is always fun. Always fun. So when you do anything with The Last of Us, anything with Star Wars that you have been dying to do, always a fun thing to watch. So I'll put that in the top experiences as well. And of course, with that, I'm going to talk about the activists that we've talked about in 2022, and one of them's kind of cheating, but I don't think it's cheating.
Okay.
on my top three. And it was talking about the Olympics. When we were talking about the women of these specific sports or competitions, I love it because we had a lot of people writing in, telling us what's going on in their area. So I love that, hearing things that if we may have missed, because we missed a lot, obviously. We can't talk too much about a full Olympic competition within a 15-minute space, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20. But doing all of those, covering the different sports, which I typically don't watch, but seeing people break records, women or those who identify as women break these records, is phenomenal. And I loved every bit of it. People participating. There's something that is the camaraderie of it all and just being able to celebrate with other countries about what is happening and the people who are so young or so like in the prime of their age, you know, all of these things. I love it. So anything with, I said the Winter Olympics specifically, but when we talked about the Winter Olympics, when we talked about the Paralympics and just celebrating all of those, of course, you watch it a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
But being able to read about it and coming back into it and having a history of it, because mm-hmm. we've talked about women in Olympics before and seeing it grow is a beautiful thing. And then also seeing women challenging the systems when they're wrong. So mm-hmm. I had to put that as one of my faves. I'm sorry.
No.
Other one I love because it was historical for the United States, seeing the confirmation of the Supreme Court Justice, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who became the first Black woman to sit on the bench. Already, like, there's so much happening, and we know it's an ugly controversy, but it was such a light to talk about, especially with some of the arguments that she's been able to make. It's been beautiful. So I can't wait to see, as she is one of the newest judges, obviously, of our Supreme Court, of the United States Supreme Court, begging change or fighting for change, because we know she's not going to sit back. None of the justices really sit back. We have majorities, so that's a problem. But in that conversation, I think it was really important. And so being able to celebrate that, being able to celebrate a big win for Black women, it felt nice. So I think that's one of my top three moments as well. And then the other one, and I think you'll know why, because I thought it was really, really fun. When we were talking about bees, Letty Pesch from the Mayan environmental activist, and talking about the source of bees and how they are connected to the indigenous community and why it's so important that we talk about the bees. I know you love bees. Like, I remember when I was like, I was like, hey, we're going to talk about this. You're like, yeah, because it is. It's such a sustainable part of our environment and why they are important. And now it's kind of a little more widely known. Don't bother these. We need to protect these bees. And they've known it for years. So being able to talk about her and her work. Of course, we love talking about all the Native and Indigenous activists because they are the front and center when it comes to climate change, environmental protection, all of that. So we definitely want to talk about that as part of the bigger conversation when it comes to climate change and the impact it has on our world in general. So in the ecological systems, we need to go back and talk about the Amazon rainforest as they're being burned down again. I guess it's continually happening. But, you know, talking about her and what she's done and the impact that she did, I thought was one of the best fun part of the conversations that we've had. And I felt like you and I, you were really just enjoying it. So it made me very happy too.
Yeah, I do love bees. Like that is one of the things, like if you are at a party and you see me, and I got a glass of wine in hand, and you're like, I just need somebody to take over the conversation. I'm tired. Go ask me about bees, and I will talk and talk and talk. I would say 10 things you could just ask me about, and I'll go and go and go, and you don't have to worry about anything else. this was hard because you always bring so many people. When you were joking about, like, my bonuses, I did write down several names. Because it was hard for me to decide, but I will pick one. And it's a recent one, Hindu Omaru Ibrahim, who was the cartographer, indigenous activist, all about environmentalism. Because I do think, as you said, it's so important to us that we highlight the work of indigenous activists that has continued, been there forever, but been so long ignored. And so I always love it when we get to talk about that. And then things like climate change and our environment and the health of our planet and water and all of those intersections of racism and sexism and all of that stuff that makes everything worse. That is one of my biggest issues. That's one of the things I care about the most is our environment. And so every time we do one about people protecting it, but also protecting it in that kind of intersectional justice way that we talked about with one of our book clubs, because you can't ignore like the reality of who it's hurting more and all of the things behind that. And so I like when we get to focus on an indigenous activist, especially, or any marginalized activist who is really doing the intersectional work of environmentalism. That's so important to me. That is like one of the most important things, I think. And so every time we get to do that,
whether it's bees. I also loved our recent Emily Penn episode, where all these like things where we can't. I'm all for like, yes, recycle more, but it's just so much bigger than that.
Right.
So I like seeing these activists that you bring right. where they know it's so much bigger than that.
Right. And yeah, I love doing the ones where we talked about like the record-breaking women, which we kind of overlapped with like mountaineers, and that was a fun subject this year. There's so many things that women and marginalized community have done that we do want to continue celebrating. And yes, we will be doing that until the end of time, maybe. I hope so, anyway. until the end of this hour hosting series. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen.
This has gotten kind of grim.
I know, but we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going with all of that. And yes, we're going to add hopefully more organizations, because we have talked about different organizations, especially as we talk about reproductive rights around the world and different nonprofits that have come together to work for the rights of people. We've talked about Iran and the Iranian people, and hopefully we can keep have a conversation about that, because we don't want to stop highlighting things for those who are oppressed. We want to talk about the continued people protesting in China, in Hong Kong. We know there's a lot of things happening, and we need to have that conversation as well. We don't want to ignore all of the unfortunate darkness because we're scared to talk about it, because there are people in those movements who are making amazing change and that we need to speak up about continuously. And that's what something that we think is important. That is something that we hope that we can use our platform for and continue to speak up for those who can't for themselves and for those who are just damn smart getting done.
Right.
And we want to make sure we celebrate that as well, because I'm always in awe of the amazing work that people do because they are committed for something bigger than themselves. And that's amazing.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
As for the future, Annie, I asked you this last year. I want to ask you this year. What can we look forward to for the next year in fictional women around the world?
Oh, you've already heard about my pickle. well, The Last of Us show is coming out, everybody. If you haven't heard me say it a million times, they're not currently a sponsor, but damn, they should be. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. I'm in a weird situation about spoilers with it, but
I am looking forward to that. I'm curious about, there is a lot of new media coming out with Marvel and with Star Wars. Like listener Dina, who writes in frequently about Star Wars, and I so much love you. Thank you. Read your message before on listener mail. Was like, are you excited about, and they listed like 10 shows. And I was like, I am, but I'm also nervous. I've been burned before. and I think it'll be interesting to see, especially with Marvel. Marvel's made a lot of the decisions I wouldn't have gone for with women or intersectional people, marginalized people lately. So I'm curious to see where they go. We'll see. could be good. It could be really good. I'm just nervous. Star Wars, I'm much more like, I will finally have to talk about Bo-Katan. I've been putting it off, but it's time. I like her as a character, but a lot of people hate her. So I'm excited to talk about her. The Ahsoka show's coming out. We'll see what goes down with that. But yeah, there are, honestly, there's four characters with Last of Us that I'm dying to talk about, but I don't know what I'm going to do with the show. Now I feel strange. I feel trapped.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but the show has been out for so long.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, the game.
So I'm excited. And I think we're just going to do the caveat spoiler if you want to wait. And then you can come back. You have something to look forward to and come back and listen. Because those I can participate in. I've watched the game and we talked a lot about it. So that I got. Yes. We're hoping we'll definitely have Joey back on for their contributions because they love so many amazing things when it comes to marginalized people and the content that needs to be there when it comes to fictionalized characters. So we'll definitely have Joey back on. Mm-hmm. We will, like I said, be having a lot of different women and those who identify as female or femme because we think that it is very important in non-binary peoples. We know that we are watching in the U.S. In a lot of places where it's turned into a very conservative flip when it comes to what is being targeted in our policies, in just hateful crimes in general. So we will. We will continue to make sure that those who have continued to work or continue to fight for those communities are highlighted. Throughout, we hope to have more guests, like we said earlier, in expectations, to talk about their work as well. So yeah, we're just going to continue on.
We are. We're going to continue on happily. This was a fun little recap. Thank you. And once again, this was your idea. This segment was your idea. So cheers to you,
cheers
Samantha.
To you for also still humoring me.
Oh, you know I would talk forever about like any fictional character. Okay, and we did want to share this very quick listener mail before we wrap up. And this is from Ziggy. My best friend is a Twitch streamer, and I was hoping to shout them out because they do some creative stuff. Lizard Wizard, LYZARDWYZARD, is their username, and they do a stream where they make their recipes from Stardew Valley. It's pretty cool, and they're a great person who deserves support. So that sounds awesome. Definitely.
There's another person for us to highlight. Go for it. Go check them out.
Yes. You know we love when friends support each other on here. So this is great. Thank you. Keep those people we should highlight coming. Any suggestions for this segment coming. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffMoneverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Who we hope we highlight every day because you are amazing, Christina.
You are. Yes, you are. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.